Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, the podcast where the ordinary bends into the extraordinary, and where the walls of everyday life sometimes have more to say than we imagine. Tonight's tale begins with a couple moving into their dream home. But soon, they discover that the house has a voice of its own, and the secrets it whispers are too dark to ignore.
This is the Whispering House.
Claire and David Hensley had been searching for a home for nearly a year. Apartments were too cramped, new builds too sterile, fixer-uppers too expensive. When they found the old Victorian on Maple Street, it felt like fate. The house was stately, with a wide porch and tall windows, the kind of home that seemed to belong in old photographs. The price was suspiciously low, but they were too eager to care. The realtor assured them the discount was because old homes require more work.
Claire and David shrugged it off. A little creaking, a little draft, worth it for the charm.
They moved in during spring. The days were bright, the air smelled of new paint and cut grass, and for a while, the house was everything they wanted. But by autumn, the house began to change. It started small, a murmur at night, like wind slipping through vents. Claire woke more than once, nudging David awake, asking, "Did you hear that?" He shook his head. "It's just an old house settling."
But the murmure grouloudait. One night, Claire sat up in bed.
The voices were clearer now. Not wind. Words.
"Don't go down.
He's still here. Get out."
She shook David awake.
He listened, pale. For the first time, he admitted he heard it too. A week later, while repairing a pipe in the basement, David froze. A whisper inches from his ear said, "Leave it." He ran upstairs, abandoning his tools. Claire saw the fear on his face, and from that night on, neither could pretend the house was just settling. They brought in inspectors, electricians, even a paranormal group from the university.
No one found anything unusual.
But Claire refused to let it go. While cleaning the attic one afternoon, she found a small wooden box hidden deep behind a beam. Inside were letters, over a dozen, written in neat cursive. They were addressed to no one, signed only M. The writer, a woman named Margaret, described her fear of her husband. Each letter grew darker. She wrote of nights when he prowled the halls, angry and drunk, and how she whispered her fears to the walls, as if the house itself could hear her. The final letter was unfinished. The ink trailed off mid-sentence. "If anyone finds this, know that I tried to leave. He won't let me."
The walls hear everything.
Sometimes they even speak back. Claire felt the blood drain from her face. That night, the house erupted with whispers. No longer faint, no longer distant, they filled every room, overlapping voices rising in a desperate chorus.
"Help me. He never left. Get out." The couple fled, abandoning the house in the middle of the night.
When they returned the next day with the realtor, the house was still. Silent. And the box of letters was gone.
"Neighbor, c'est the house qui sit anti on Maple Street."
Some nights, if you walk past as the wind shifts, you can hear voices drifting through the cracked windows. No one knows if it's Margaret, her husband, or the house itself speaking. But one thing is certain, the house remembers. And it whispers. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Sometimes homes shelter us. Sometimes they hold us. And sometimes, they keep speaking long after we've left.